So my name is Susanna Haapalainen, S-U-S-A-N-N-A, H-A-A-P-A-L-A-N-E-N. Yep. And I am 26 years old. Uh-huh. And I actually work for a trade union for social and healthcare workers in public and welfare sectors. So.
Okay, great. So firstly, if you could just say in a few words sort of why you're here, what the protest is about.
Yeah, so the protest is mostly about our right to negotiate the collective agreement. Mm-hmm. And just because the government is trying to restrict our right to negotiate. And that's the main reason, but also because of the individual things that the government is trying to put through. First of all, they want to cut the salary from Sunday wages, and also so that from 2017, the first sick leave day will be without the salary. So those two are the most kind of like important things for our members and also all the workers in Finland.
Okay, great. So given the cuts that this government and the previous governments already carried out, could you briefly describe what effect those have had on you, your family, people you know, your members?
Yeah. So the main effects will be on those who are already working on low wages and mostly women working on social sector and healthcare sector. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the most ridiculous place to cut anyway, because those people already have low wages and they have families to support, and with already their low wages, the cuts that are ridiculous. And also I think the cuts that are planning to be made won't actually affect the total goal that the government is trying to achieve, which is improve the status of Finnish economic status in total. So yeah.
Okay. Where would you like to see the movement go next after this demo? What would you like to see happen next?
Well, I would really like to see negotiations, because that's how Finland used to work and Finland works, and I would like to see it go on after this demonstration. So I really hope that the negotiations will go on and the government will come to their senses and stop this ridiculousness.
Okay, and finally, for our readers in Britain, have you been following the Jeremy Corbyn campaign in Britain? And if so, what do you make of it?
Sorry, no, actually I haven't.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Okay,
thanks very much for your time.
Yeah. If you want...